It's awkward.
It's Tuesday.
It's Brooke and Jubal's Awkward Tuesday phone call.
We have a lot of moms that listen to this show.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Hungry moms, mm-hmm. full moms,
what?
Hot moms,
yeah.
not so hot moms,
oh.
single moms,
okay.
all type meddling moms, all types of moms listen to this show.
Meddling mom.
And right now we have another mom on the phone. Her name is Gina. And Gina, what type of mom are you? Are you a hungry mom, full mom, single, meddling? What kind of mom would you classify yourself as?
Are you hot?
A loving mom.
Oh, that's a nice,
that's a true
class
mom right there.
Okay.
I like you, Gina. Let's
see if we agree with you in a second.
Thank you. Oh, you will agree.
Okay. So a little bit of a controlling mom, too. Gotcha. All right. Well, Gina, thank you for emailing to do an Awkward Tuesday phone call today. What do you want to do your call about?
So I have a son named Mike.
Mm-hmm.
He's in his early 20s.
Okay.
Great kid. You know, I raised him to be chivalrous, to work hard. I want him to grow up and have a future, you know, have a chance, especially in this world.
That's a good thing for a mom to want.
Right.
There are moms out there
moms.
Who don't want their kids to have futures or really don't want to set them off on the right foot, but at least you want him to have the best in life.
That's great.
Is he still living at home or is he out of the house?
Well, he's actually goes to college.
Okay,
but
great.
But comes home to live with me when he's on break.
Right. Yeah. Right. That makes
and
sense.
And you want to call him today in an Awkward Tuesday phone call and tell him not to come home anymore. Is that it?
That's exactly what the call is. I was hoping you guys could call him and let him know I've had enough.
Yeah, for sure. Definitely do that for you.
No, that's not it. I wish it was that easy. Actually, my son's been with this girlfriend, Amanda,
uh-huh.
for a little over a year.
Okay. So they're a fairly new relationship, but in your early 20s, it probably feels like a lifetime.
Exactly, and not to mention they're together all the time because, you know, she also goes to the same school, of course. So, you know, he's easy on the eyes, and my son, you know, of course.
If I'm reading into what you're saying and how you're saying it, it sounds like you don't like her very much.
She's pretty.
She's a pretty girl.
And that's about it.
And that's all my son sees in her.
Yeah, I don't like her at all.
Okay.
There.
I didn't want to sugarcoat it. She's just kind of one of those personalities that don't make her as pretty, put it that way.
Okay.
What is she like? I mean, has she done something to you to not like her, or you just decided from the get-go that you don't like her?
Well, I know that she uses my son for money.
Ooh.
Why? How do you know that?
They fight a lot and break up on and off, often. And the way she kind of gets back is he buys her things to win her back, and it works every time. How convenient.
I'm guessing you don't have the confidence in your own son to see this, like, for him to see this himself, and you want to step in. Is that what you're saying?
Well, no. Actually, my son just recently contacted me to let me know he has decided that he wants to break up with her.
Okay.
Okay.
Not happy with her. And, you know, that's a huge sigh of relief for me. But he's asking me for advice, and let's just say I'm more than happy to step in, and I've decided that I'm actually going to break up with her for him.
What?
Okay.
Whoa.
And
wait.
That's what you want to do with your Awkward Tuesday phone call.
Well, I'll be better at it, and I am more mature, and yes.
Why not give him the tools to break up with her himself?
He's tried to break up with her, and he just doesn't seem to be strong enough to follow through with it. She'll end up saying something, and he'll just fall right back.
Okay,
right.
Wait. Did he ask you to do this? Did he say, hey, Mom, will you call my girlfriend and break up with her for me?
Not in so many words.
Okay, that's
okay,
not
so he didn't
all.
Straight up ask you, but he said that he wants to break up with her, and you know the cycle that they're in of breaking up and getting back together, and you just want to do it yourself now.
Look, she's a hard-headed woman, and sometimes it takes another hard-headed woman to get the message through.
Wait, hold up. Don't you think he's going to be angry at you?
No, absolutely not. I'm his mom. I think that he would actually appreciate what I do for him.
Oh, my God. This is like helicopter momming to the extreme. Like, this is crazy
no.
to me.
No. You know, he could see what I'm going to say. And then he can learn. I mean, that's a parent's job, right? To teach our children.
Okay. Oh, my God. And I'll tell you, so, that if this girl wants him back, she's asking for the craziest mother-in-law of all time, if that's what she wants.
No.
Do you even want, you know, normally when we do these Awkward Tuesday phone calls, people ask for our advice on how to handle the conversation. It sounds like you already know what you want to say. Do you even need our advice?
Oh, no, I definitely need your advice. I know that I'm going to do it, but I really don't know what to say.
Okay. Like on what to say.
Exactly.
To your son's girlfriend to break up with her.
She's just not scared of the confrontation. She's
all right.
Right.
Okay.
Yeah, so I'm sure you guys can do that, right?
Yeah, for sure. All right. Well, we'll play a song, and then we'll come back. We'll give you a little bit of advice, and then you can call your son's girlfriend and break up with her.
Can you do me a favor and not play a song?
No, we have to.
Yeah.
I know. Believe me, the music we play, I wish we didn't have to play any of it, but we have to play a song, and then we'll give you advice,
really,
and you can make
just maybe one or two things, but then play a song?
We'll give you advice after the song. Just hang out for a minute, and then you can make your Awkward Tuesday phone call, okay?
Okay.
All right, hang on.